At Ben and Kelly Show, DMs wide open. Got this one from Brady.
Happy New Year, Ben and Kelly. Listen to your show all the time. Found a show a couple of years ago and have been hooked ever since.
Appreciate that.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
So here's my question. Been married to the love of my life for 4 years since we were both 25.
Uh-huh.
Last May, had a baby.
Congrats.
Everything's great. That's not the problem.
No.
The problem is, since she's been very self-conscious about her body since giving birth,
mm-hmm.
before the baby, she would gladly walk around the house in her underwear or even naked.
Yep.
She'd sleep naked.
Yep.
Didn't hide her body at all. It was great. We never even thought about it.
It was great.
He enjoyed that. You could tell. But since the baby, she's had trouble getting back to the weight she wants to be, which I don't care about, not even a little bit. I truly don't. She's still her, and she's still sexy and attractive, and yes, I see the difference, but it doesn't matter. She, on the other hand, wears baggy PJ pants to bed. We don't leave the lights on during adult time.
Mm-hmm.
If I look at her naked, which I do because, duh, she gets defensive and says, what are you looking at?
Oh.
It's a total 180 from what it was. And now it seems like a constant struggle for her to cover up and me to assure her it's fine.
Okay.
By the way, I know it's not all about how I feel, but about how she feels.
Uh-huh.
So how can I convince her that I still find her super hot?
Mm.
Thanks to both of you.
Oh, I mean, I'm not a woman. I don't know what that's like. And it's easy for me to go, well, you know, just listen to your husband and believe what he says when he says,
I know,
you're hot. Nothing's bad. Nothing's wrong. I love you. You know, your body's great. All that.
And Brady's doing and saying all the right
things. It sounds like it. Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that she's just not able to hear it right now is unfortunate. She's got to figure out and find that for herself, see her own beauty, you know, post baby. We all kind of, any of us that have had babies have had to deal with that. We're
right.
Not the same afterwards.
Yeah, your body changes.
Not.
Yeah.
Yes. And it can be tough to see yourself in a new light if you were used to being a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that happens when you get older too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a tough call as far as like what else he can do to help show her that, because it sounds like he's doing everything he knows how to do.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
I don't think that's very helpful because I don't know what else to tell him.
I don't know if there's a magic wand that he can just go, okay, and you're cured.
Feel better about yourself.
right. Feel better and we're done. Because I don't think that's the case. But yeah, I mean, I know that, there are plenty of avenues that you could suggest in that maybe there's some therapy that can happen. But that could be hard to bring up too, especially if you've got a newborn.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what he needs to do is now just kind of sit down and tell her, say, listen, you know, I've noticed just a whole change in your demeanor. And I don't know how else to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I still think you're just as beautiful as you were before. You know, how you have to see that for yourself. And I don't know how to convince you to see that. So we need to figure out, like, you need to figure out what you need to do to get your confidence back.
Anybody been in this situation themselves and can offer up a little bit of their own personal experience as advice? Feel free to let us know your story, 502-795-1997. I know there's not necessarily a magic wand cure-all, but at least a direction that you could point Brady in and say, hey, and all is not lost. Here's what you can do. But I mean, if it were just Kelly and I would echo what you said, Kelly, and I would just say, hey, continue to be supportive, continue to just not get frustrated and all that stuff. All right?
She has to see it. She has to recognize the difference in her behavior and want to change it too. Like, mm-hmm. It's got to come from her first and foremost. Nobody can do that for her.
All right. 502-795-1997. Take your stories on the way. Got a DM from Brady. Ever since having, his baby, his wife has been self-conscious about her body, getting back to the body she used to have. So he's kind of wondering how he can convince her that he still finds her super hot, even when she doesn't see it herself. So that's a touchy, difficult sort of road to travel. It sounds like he's doing everything right.
Yeah, he's saying all the right things. She's just not hearing it. And so he's just now at a loss as to what else can I do to help her get her confidence back. Brooke from Bardstown says, good morning. Just keep reassuring her. When she asks, what are you looking at? Tell her, I'm looking at your beautiful, sexy body. Keep reassuring herself. It took me almost 2 years to lose my baby weight. Now, granted, I'm still bigger than I was before I got pregnant, but it's all good.
Right.
Bigger chest, always a plus, LOL. A trick I learned was enjoy your life every morning or night before you go to bed. Look in the mirror naked and tell yourself five things about your body that you love.
Oh, wow.
He's doing great. Keep it up.
Wow. That's an interesting exercise.
Yeah.
I mean,
but again, he's got to convince her to stop wallowing in whatever it is that she's upset about and try to figure out a way to see herself differently, the way he sees her.
Now, Heather, you've been in this situation.
I've been in this situation. I've had three children. And the one thing that helped me was when I was feeling insecure, my husband would ask me what would my insecurities would be. I would tell him what the insecurities were, and he assured me that he felt me more sex because I'm the one who birthed his children. So that was the one thing that helped me, was the reassurance that not only was my body different, but those imperfect, the things that I found that was what I problematic to me, reassured me that that's why he found me attractive, was that I birthed his children.
So Brady should just ask her specifically, what are you upset about? What do you think is a flaw now? And maybe open the conversation like that.
Yeah, an open conversation about what her flaws would be, and then just reassure her that you birthed my child, and all of those things are why I find you more sexy.
Oh, that's good. Heather, thank you. That.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Tony.
What's going on?
So what's your thought on this?
So, yeah, I'm actually been in the same situation. My wife had a child. He's 8 years old now, but she had postpartum depression. She didn't feel good about her body. I recommended that we go talk to somebody, a therapist, together. And she was on board with that. And I tell you what, it helped so much. Again, you know, we've been married 11 years. And so, yeah, we had that little rough patch going through that. But therapy definitely helps talking to somebody.
Oh, good. Well, maybe that is, you know, the next step for them, because it sounds like Brady's done everything he can do, but he's got to get her on board to want to change too.
Right. And that's the biggest part of it. You know, just suggest something nicely. You ain't got to say, hey, I think we need therapy. Just be like, hey, babe, I think this would be a good idea if we did this, you know, go at it gently and, you know, see what happens.
Yeah. Because you need to figure out how to love yourself. I can't love you for both of us.
Right.
That's right. You got to be. That's the biggest thing. That's just in general. That's just life. You got to love yourself. Otherwise, it's not going to be fun.
Tony, appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Yeah, I love you guys. You're awesome.
I appreciate
love
it, man.
You back.
I'm still thinking about Brooke's suggestion of looking at yourself naked in the mirror and telling yourself five things about your body you love.
Yeah, that can be that can be tough when you're feeling really down about yourself. That's hard.
I know. And I'm thinking, how could I do that without doing the helicopter to myself?
Stop it! Stop! Stop! You know what? This exercise is not for you. This exercise is not for you, sir. I don't think. First of all, I don't think it's necessary.
I
think you're fine. You walk around naked all the time. So I feel like there's no lack of confidence for you, sir.
Well, I mean, everybody has their insecurities, Kelly. Megan rolls in and says, I had a baby 2 months ago. My fiance tells me how beautiful I am all the time. Now, he's now more attracted to me after seeing me have his baby. And as saying, maybe just ask her what she needs from him to make her love herself again. So, I think there are a lot of great suggestions here. And Brady, I mean, first of all, congrats on the new child. I know it can just be overwhelming when you have a brand new baby in the mix, just with hormones and feelings and body types and the baby on top of that. I mean, so
yeah, but you've been doing a very good job with how supportive you've been. But I think maybe it's a good idea to ask her specifically what she's unhappy about. And then if, you know, it sounds like you guys need to take the next step, maybe suggest, hey, why don't you talk to somebody to figure out how to love yourself and see yourself the way I do.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. Thank you for reaching out on 99.7 EJX.